Recently, some businesses in Maine have begun to take a bigger role in advocating for improved access to quality childcare, citing its importance to brain development, but also its benefits for the state's workforce. As part of Maine Public's deep dive on childcare, we take you to Skowhegan, where a group of business leaders is working with community agencies to expand high-quality childcare for low-income children. And as Robbie Feinberg reports, the effort is starting to show positive results.
What did you go to the library today?
With three young children running around, Caitlin Taylor rarely has a moment to relax. Near Bloomfield Elementary School in Skowhegan, she introduces them. Sarah Beth is the oldest, Kira the youngest, and Lucas is her energetic middle child.
I can say it very well, very fast. L-U-C-A-S.
You do say that super fast.
L-U-C-A-S.
On this warm spring day, the family laughs as they play together in a sandbox outside. But 4 years ago, Taylor was in a very different place, worried about her family's future. She was living in a small apartment with two children and limited transportation, and she was going through a divorce.
But I was very stressed out, and I was very emotional, which was hard to regulate, kind of how to handle it all at once.
Then she had her third child and needed infant care she could afford. She saw a flyer about a new early Head Start facility that would soon be opening in Skowhegan. Only a few weeks later, her daughter was enrolled. And Taylor says the facility has been far more than just a place to drop off her child each morning. She says it's connected the family with everything from transportation to parenting classes.
You know, it meant a lot to know that we mattered on a basic human caring level, let alone just the financial aspect of having a childcare, you know, student in there.
None of this might have been possible if not for a multi-million dollar initiative by business and community groups. In 2012, business leaders from across Maine formed a coalition called the Maine Early Learning Investment Group. Chair Jim Clare says business leaders began to realize the importance of early childhood education for brain development, which he says is critical for the present and future workforce.
You can go from that early childhood to just the science of this and why it makes sense to the economic drivers for Maine, where we have some economic challenges, right? A declining birth rate, you know, a negative rate in terms of births to deaths and what that means, and getting people who want to both raise their children here, but also come to Maine and prosper.
The group then connected with the Kennebec Valley Community Action Program, which operates Educare Central Maine in Waterville. The center uses research-guided practices to care for about 200 local children, many of them low-income, and has even helped to narrow achievement gaps. Executive Director Tracy Fortin says the group's partnered on a pilot project called Elevate Maine. The business leaders would raise about $1.5 million, to go with $6 million that her agency received through a federal grant. The strategy was to take the Educare model, showing success inside one facility, and expand it across Greater Skowhegan.
So the support of the businesses is to invest in supporting the providers and that center to be Educare-like.
The agency worked with a local school district to launch a new early Head Start program for up to 16 young children. But the bigger challenge was implementing the Educare model inside the small, family-based childcare scattered around the area, which would also care for some of the children through the grant.
The bridge!
Ah, that is the bridge. That's the middle goat. Where's the stinky troll?
For Chrissy Davis, who runs Bouncing Bubbles Childcare out of her home in Skowhegan, the partnership, called HomeStart, required some adjustments that weren't always easy. She had to adopt a new curriculum and comply with certain federal early Head Start standards.
It's a process of constantly learning and, oh, we're not doing that, we should be doing that, and complying.
But Davis says it's been worth it. She's received training and routinely talks with a coach from the Community Action Program when she's in need of help or guidance. And agency staff also join parent-teacher conferences in which families have been connected with crucial resources such as dental care. And she says the new initiative has provided tools that make the business side work more smoothly, too. There's professional development, funds to pay for technology and outdoor playground equipment. One provider says the program even helped with college tuition for one early childhood worker.
It's huge. It's huge. Somerset County is pretty bleak. And people don't make a whole lot of money. And so the amount that they pay for childcare is a huge part of the family budget as well. And so I understand that, and I try to keep my rates as low as possible. But in doing so, I can't provide as much for kids as I'd like to. So Home Start helps with that tremendously.
And while it's still early, UMaine researcher Alan Kobo-Lewis says there are preliminary indicators suggesting that classroom quality is improving under the expansion of the EduCare model, and that kids are showing progress.
We do have some results that are showing that their vocabulary scores and beyond the walls, you know, do seem to be going up, as the kids spend more time in the program. And that kind of mirrors what we saw in, you know, in EduCare.
For Skowhegan mom Caitlin Taylor, the Somerset County initiative has helped her not just find childcare, but taught her how to budget for a car and offered advice on how to work with her son when he acts out.
We wouldn't have had the same resources. We wouldn't have been as well set up financially as we are. I wouldn't have known what to do with a lot of that stuff without them. So I think I'd have been a little lost.
Advocates, meanwhile, are looking towards the next legislative session. And more specifically, a bill that would open the door for similar pilot projects in other parts of Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.